This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 17th of May. Yorkshire momentarily leapfrogged up to first in the table after seeing off defending champions Warwickshire inside 3 days at Edgbaston. They dismissed the Bears to 140 in their second innings to win by Ings and 139 runs. The visitors began the day by extending their first innings to 407 thanks to a second century in as many games from Adil Rashid and contributions from Ryan Sidebottom and Stephen Patterson. Deedon Patel ended with 5-56 for Warwickshire. The home side then suffered a nightmare start to their second innings, losing both openers for Golden Ducks, and they never really recovered. Tim Bresnan, Sidebottom and Patterson each ended with 3 wickets, while there was one for first innings destroyer Liam Plunkett. A couple of hours after Yorkshire's win, Middlesex completed the expected victory over Somerset to go top by 3 points. They had to work hard initially, as Peter Trego and Joss Butler extended their 6-wicket partnership to 122. Trego was finally dismissed by Tim Murta, when he was 6-49 to give him match figures of 10-77. Butler was 9th man out for 85, having added useful stands of 28-50 with Alfonso Thomas and Jack Leach. That left Middlesex needing 71 in the 4th innings, which they knocked off inside 13 overs, with Sam Robson finishing on 24 not out. Derbyshire looked destined for defeat against Sussex, and lead by just 11 runs after closing on 189-7 in their second innings. Much of their hope now rests with the Derby weather. They lost a string of batsmen who were well set, as Sussex's bowlers kept plugging away. James Anion, Steve McGoffin and Monty Panesar each ended with a brace of wickets, while there was one for Chris Jordan. Sussex had earlier extended their first innings to 401, as Ed Joyce made 25, and added 60 for the last wicket of Michael Yardley, who was finally dismissed for 153. An interesting final day is in store at Trent Bridge after Surrey closed on 73-3 and pursued 259 for victory. Rory Burns did much of the scoring as unbeaten on 41, while Luke Fletcher struck twice with the new ball. Nottinghamshire had only been able to manage just 191 in their second innings, as Surrey's pace trio of Tim Lindley, Jade Dernbach and Stuart Meagher struck regularly. Sam Patel top scored for the home side with 37. In Division 2, Glamorgan lead by 189 runs after reaching stumps in Cardiff on 303-6 in their second innings. Stuart Walters made 98, and did 91 with Murray Goodwin for the 4th wicket, and 50 with Mark Wallace for the 6th wicket. Captain Wallace ended undefeated on 61, and shared a useful unbroken 69 with Graham Wagg. Essex had early added just 2 to their overnight score, while Graham Napier gave Michael Hogan his 6th wicket when on 43, and they were all out for 345. Northamptonshire earned 121 run first innings leading against Leicestershire, but then surrendered part of that advantage by slipping 94 for 5 in their second innings. James Middlebrook and David Sales added 63 for the second wicket, but either side of that, Ollie Freckingham and Alex Wyatt struck. Trent Copeland's earlier ended with 7 for 63, as Leicestershire's innings followed a similar pattern. That had their middle order failing, only for Shift the Court undo some of the damage by making an undefeated half-century. Day 1 at Canterbury saw 14 wickets fall, as Worcestershire closed 105 for 4 in a play for the home side's 159. Alan Richardson as usual led the Worcestershire attack, and took 5 Kent wickets, as all but one of their top 6 failed to reach double figures. Sam Northey's top score with 52, while Mark Davies added a handy 40 from number 10. Worcestershire then slipped the 34 for 3 in the reply, but recovered courtesy of a 4th wicket partnership worth 70 between Merrin Alley and Alexei Kavasi.